Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
C Station.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 95 The Game. A lot of people weighing in on whether or not it is, incumbent upon Liberty Media, Alex Anthopoulos, and Brian Snitker to correct this, and whether or not they are, have any faith in the fact that they can. And you could jump into our Twitter at 929 The Game and answer that. Do you have faith that they're going to be able to right this ship here? And I know that one person, I knew this would happen. One person who didn't hear us earlier tweeted in and said, it's only like May 14th, relax. I'm like, yeah.
I mean, but that's the consensus of baseball. I mean, and I get that. But I also, and you need to probably let that person know we do a radio show and we got to kind of have stuff to talk about. Because then, we're going to get called in the office talking about what are you guys doing? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But it's still, you look at it and like you're playing chess. And that's what I want to compare it to, because you're anticipating moves down the line. And I think with the setback of Mike Soroka, that changes things. The setback of your bullpen not being where you thought they would be at this point is, that's a problem. And I also think, John, that one of the things that you need to look at is the fact that, hey, we're having issues, but everybody else is too. And I think that's how they're looking at it. So that's why the panic button is – they're not where we are as far as panicking right now. That's a big reason why they're not where we are, because it's still time. It's still time to right this ship. But when you start talking about, potentially being a World Series contender and stuff like that, at some point you do have to start separating yourself.
Yeah, that's what I think too. I mean, again, World Series is the goal this year. And, just sitting around here because, and I should let Abe speak to this because – Abe, you said something that when you said it, I didn't react to it because I didn't want to react to it, that is possibly true. And that is, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but maybe you should tell me here. You said you're willing to accept this season for what it is, or something to that effect.
Well, yeah. I know what you're referencing. There's a chance that this just isn't the year. And I'm okay with that. You're not going to be in that discussion every single year, even if you have the same team. Things go wrong for whatever reason it is. Obviously, the Mike Soroka setback is a huge backbreaker. The Travis d'Arnaud injury is a big-time backbreaker. I mean, sometimes things line up, and sometimes they don't. That's why it's important that you put together teams that can have a window that's not 1 year, in case things do fall apart, that you have teams that do have multi-year windows. We've seen the Astros with a multi-year window. We've seen now the Dodgers have a multi-year window. Look, the Nationals had a multi-year window, and they finally got it done after, it only took one good playoff run for them. They screwed up the first round of the playoffs like four straight years, and they had one good run. Sometimes it just lines up. And right now it appears this year just maybe isn't the year for it to line up. But we still have that window. That's what's important. If we get Soroka back next year, if Fried is good next year, if Ian Anderson continues to develop next year, if Ozuna rebounds as a DH next year, Freddie Freeman isn't hitting 220. I mean, it could be next year that things line up. So I'm not panicking if this year isn't the year, because it's not a closed window. I think that's what's important. I think that's what frustrated people so much, John, about the Falcons, is how many teams were able to repeat over the past 4 or 5 decades, with the exception of the New England Patriots. Things just don't line up very often. So when you're there, you have to get the job done when you're in that final position, as they were late third quarter. I think that's what frustrated people as much as the loss itself, is that they're probably not going to be back there. So for me with the Braves, it's more – look, this year's probably not the year. I'm moving towards accepting that, and hopefully it lines up next year or the year after.
Yeah, I got a problem with that attitude. And not with you, Abe, but with that attitude, because, Hugh, that's the attitude that Liberty will adopt. Well, you know, just not our year. No.
But to your point, John, I adapt that attitude because of Liberty.
Yeah, I understand that.
Because
that's why I'm not mad at you.
I'm
not mad at you.
I
get that.
I know what you're saying, but part of that attitude
this is Liberty's attitude, exactly. Right, because it's exactly, well, you know, just not our year. No, Hugh. You've got to be able to... You know, again, we trace this all. You wanted to move from Turner Field up to the Battery. You wanted my $300 million in tax money that you didn't even ask before, you just took. And then you said it's all about building, as Gabe Black said, you know, a condo and retail development, you know, masquerading as a ballpark.
But
you've got the cash, so spend it.
Okay, let me say this first. I totally understand where you're coming from. And you're right to a certain extent, but you're wrong on this. You're concerned about the wrong person's pocket. See, you're looking at it from your pocket perspective. The reality of it is that's you're looking at it from the wrong perspective and what you expect, because you helped build the stadium. That's not the pockets they're concerned with. And like I said, you need to realize that when you are in the position that the Braves were in last year and you didn't spend that much money, there is no immediate concern or no immediate sense of urgency to spend that kind of money. That's what I think that you don't understand.
I get it, because I see that
you were close, because you were close and you did it
right
under your budget. You know what right. I mean, just mm-hmm. like this, John, say you're building a house and you go to multiple contractors or say a bridge, whatever, and you go to multiple contractors, you go and pick the contractor that gets you where you want to be with more money in your pocket, right? And that's kind of where we are, you know. And I know my man Ezekiel Love, he's like, he doesn't agree with that, and I get that, but
well,
I don't know that
analogy really works. I think when
you don't think so?
No, because here's why. Hugh, you entered into a contract, okay? The Liberty Media entered into a contract with the taxpayers of Cobb County, all right? And when you enter into that contract, you have to deliver on your end of the bargain. And your end of the bargain is to not cheap your way out of just some excuse that, oh, this is not our year. That is not acceptable.
No, John, nobody said. No, that's what Abe is saying. Like, they're still going to be competitive and contend. But my point is this. Last year, they did compete and they did contend. And they were one game away from the World Series under their budget, under their budget umbrella. That's the point that I'm trying to make.
And it may not work this year, so you could have to spend
it out
to try to
sell. But still, my point is this is where it's relevant, John, because you're still going to try to be a competitive team under your budget umbrella. Like we've seen, and I gave you examples, we've seen in the past where Alex Anthopoulos has made moves, you know, that have benefited this team that didn't cost this team a whole lot of money. That's the point that I'm trying to make to you. And they're probably going to do that again this year. Now,
try.
Will the results be the same?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so. But I think there are going to be moves that are going to be made. But they're not going to be the major moves that you want to be made. That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm not arguing your point at all. They're not going to be.
Yeah, they're not going to be the moves that you want. They're not going to be, like, because, you know, who was the young man you was talking about, the third baseman that you say you wanted to get?
Chris Bryant.
John, they're probably not going to get him. I'm going to tell you that right now. They're probably not going to get him. They might get something that's comparable.
They're too cheap.
Yeah, but it's not going to be him.
I'm not arguing your point at all. That's my point, is that I'm not arguing your point, is that, you know, you can't do this on the – if you want to be a big boy, then put on your big boy pants and act like it.
Yeah,
and they're not doing that.
You could do it on the cheap, John.
No, you can't. Apparently not. You're 17 to 20 and you're fading fast. You got Will Smith out there on the mound like he's having aliens shoot green stuff at him from outer space. Come on, stop this. You know, I mean, I need the Will Smith that is sitting in the alien ship with the cigar saying, I ain't heard no fat lady sing. That's what I need. I am legend. I don't need, you know.
You know, he died at that movie.
Yeah, I need Hancock. I need Hancock. You know. Anyway,
Hancock,
you're
like
gonna turn
America,
me into
though.
Hancock, which is start drinking and thinking I'm a superhero. Anyway, bless. Braves are in Milwaukee this weekend. They're at the Brewers tonight, and then they're back home against the MESS, Mets, who are in the first place, by the way. So that'll be Monday. Hawks,
you know,
Sunday.
I hope this changes, though, because I can't wait. Because Monday, I hope the Braves win this weekend.
Right.
So that Monday, we can start Monday off on a positive note.
What are we talking about, the Hawks?
We'll be happy on Monday, but then it's going to reverse. Then we're going to be mad as hell again on Friday.
Didn't
we come in Monday happy this week?
How much more time we have for the show? Because I have this
50 minutes.
I got this CBD honey that I want to try.
I'm just saying, didn't we come in happy on Monday?
Wait, stop. You're right. Yes, Arnett, I'm not dismissing you. I want to go. Do you put that on, like, on toast?
Well, you know what? I haven't tried it yet, John, but I got a friend of mine gave me some CBD honey.
What the hell is going on?
And I want to see. I just want to see. You know, I just can't wait to. Because, you know, like I said, I have a rule. You know, I don't know how the CBD honey going to hit. So I'm going to wait till Friday. So Friday's here. And I'm just going to wait till after the show. And I just want to see what the CBD honey tastes like at the end of the show. So if anything weird happens, I won't be on the air and I won't be around anybody.
Some CBD honey on Friday.
If anything
and if
weird
you're
happens,
not right,
as opposed to
to what?
To
Thursday.
What the hell, Hugh? How much CBD honey are you taking to wear?
I don't know because
you're
see,
worried
like,
about Monday.
No, I'm just saying. I just don't know how it's gonna hit. So you gotta.
You know
be,
how
you know,
long away Monday is, bruh.
I'm just saying. I don't.
Hugh,
you don't listen.
You got stuff to do tomorrow, sir.
No, that's what I'm saying. But that's why you take it early. So you don't know how it's gonna hit, and you let people know, you know, that I might be
super tomorrow at graduation.
why
in the corner laughing at graduation? I don't know. He just laughed.
I'm just saying. You know, I told my ex, I'm like, hey, you know, you might have to come get me. She's like, okay, that's fine.
That's love right there. When that
hey, we got a great relationship, man. I mean, you know, you got a great relationship, you know. But yeah, I just want to, you know, I'm just.
Are those you fill me in, and you'll have to tell me, Oren, because he's going to be doing it at the private school graduations today. Are they different?
You know what, John Freaky, go to break.
Yeah, hold up, John. Yeah, we need to go to break. But yes, private school graduations are different.
I didn't wear a robe.
Than regular school graduations.
I had to wear white pants. And that's what you're asking, John, and a blazer.
What show with John and you on Sports Radio? You do that again.
DeAndre driving again into the lane, pulls up, fakes, now back out to Kevin Huerter. A three by Kevin is good. Finally, Kevin Huerter gets one to fall. That might be a good sign. 100-77, Hawks leading.
Coming out with the mindset that Orlando was really shorthanded. We're coming off a really good win last night, clinching, and knowing that we're still playing for something even bigger than what we played for last night. And they came out and took care of business right from the start, both units.
Playing for something bigger than we played for. Yeah, right. Exactly. Cakewalk last night for the Atlanta Hawks. Welcome back to the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 99. The game, one game to go in the regular season, and then they will get the week off before starting the playoffs. They play Houston on Sunday night, 7 o'clock, live on Sports Radio 99, the game at State Farm Arena. Tickets at hawks.com/tickets for the final regular season game. And then it's off to the postseason where they will face, we don't know yet, Miami, New York, Brooklyn,
somebody.
Milwaukee. You know, most likely the Heat or the Knicks, but we don't know that for a fact yet. The Hawks are in the driver's seat. If they beat Houston, the odds strongly favor them getting the number 4 seed. In the, you know, the only thing that they guarantee themselves, they beat Houston, they will not be the number 6. That's the guarantee there, Hugh, is that you beat Houston, you won't be 6. You'll be 4 or 5. And you're probably pretty strong odds that you're going to be number 4 and get home court advantage in the opening round. So there's that. You know, it's interesting, Hugh. We've been talking today about faith.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the 4 teams in town and think about the success or lack thereof of these 4 teams and the trend lines over, the last, 5 to 7 years, I don't think I would have been sitting here saying, you know, that the team that we have absolute faith in right now is the Atlanta Hawks, and we have no faith. I don't even know who number 2 would be on the faith meter. The Braves, the Falcons, United, who would be your number 2?
I would still say the Braves. I mean, because it's a whole lot of baseball left to be played, John. Real talk. Whole lot of baseball left to be played. I am not ready to throw in the towel. I know how people feel about Liberty Media. I've been here long enough to know, and I know how people that is just a trigger. When you say Liberty Media, that's a trigger word for a lot of people. I get that. But I'm not ready to sell them. I'm not ready to give up on them just yet. I'm not. Still a lot of baseball left to be played, and I think they'll get it together.
Hawks are the first team in the – and when I say faith meter, Hawks are the first team in the postseason in 2021. Will the Braves make the postseason? Will United make the postseason? Will the Falcons make the postseason? All right, stop laughing, you Saints fans. I know that you're finally up. You got up 25 minutes ago. The alarm went off. I mean, the Hawks really are the number one team in town in terms of the hottest team in town and the one that we have the most faith in. Look at this club. They're 40-31, and they look like they're going to be a hard out in the playoffs. And again, Hugh, if they go out in the playoffs, as long as you don't, you know, go out in the playoffs and lay a turd, if you don't win the opening round and you're playing the Knicks or the Heat, you know, I'm not going to – I mean, I'll be a little disappointed, but I'm not going to be overly upset.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think they've already exceeded my expectations for this season.
Yeah, they have. I would agree with that, John. Totally agree with that. Because the way it started out and the way it looks now is promising. And I don't think that there is a Hawks fan in Atlanta that would be mad at whatever happens in the first round of the playoffs. I can't see that because you're looking pie in the sky and you're looking towards next year and potentially what you can get in free agency. Because I think at that point, you know, the team has grown through this year. And I think that it also makes it – I don't know who's up in free agency for next year and who the Hawks potentially are attracted to, but I think that this makes it an attractive place to be when you talk about the culture that you're building here and if Coach McMillan is going to be the head coach.
The Atlanta Sports Weekend also includes a big game. So Saturday and Sunday, we have big games on 92.9 The Game. Sunday, the Hawks' final regular season game, 7 o'clock against Houston at State Farm. And then, of course, Saturday before that, Atlanta United on the road against Montreal. It just occurred to me, did they actually go to Canada? Where's this game being played?
Probably not. I mean, we know about what Toronto and the Raptors and
yeah, you can't
Blue
get
Jays
into Canada, yeah, right? Because of the COVID, right? I have. Is this game being played? Did I miss something? I'm not really sure that I know. Abe, do we know where this game is being played? Anyway, it's a 7 o'clock kick. Between Atlanta United and Montreal, I don't know. Maybe Quebec has different rules than Ontario. I don't know. I honestly probably should know that. Oh, it's here. What am I talking about?
It happens, John. It's Friday.
That's right. It's Full House at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The game is here.
Like, what you talking about?
Dummy.
No, I'd probably get accused of like, have you been trying Hughes, honey?
I don't know. I got stuck on this whole Toronto thing, you know, playing it down in Florida, Montreal, and it just got stuck in my craw here. That's funny. No, it is here because we have the full house. We got the 42,000. Right. That's right. At Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Good times.
So Montreal's going to be playing their games in Miami, their home games in Miami. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I got you. All right. There you go. So the game is here Saturday night, 7 o'clock. In Montreal.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, John. It happens.
It
players
happens.
Mess up.
It did. And, of course, rookie minicamp begins today for the Atlanta Falcons. It's another story that we're keeping our eye on. That will be in Flowery Branch. That is here. They're not moving rookie minicamp to Montreal. So we'll see. I don't know what we can glean here. We're not, you know, they're covering it. So we'll just have to kind of go on the reports. And again, what are you going to glean? Rookie minicamp is just pretty much install stuff, isn't it, I would think, more than anything else.
Well, you know, get the playbook in your hand. Figure out, you know, what's it going to be. I mean, you know, what you're running. I mean, how you fit into what everything that's going on, stuff like that. It's just an introduction to how they do things here with the Falcons. Basically, that's what it is, John. Just say, hey, this is how we do what we do.
And guess what? The veterans got to do that too because new coaching staff, new way of doing things.
Agreed.
So there's install on install. So the rookies are not behind the veterans when it comes to the install. I mean, maybe the way of the NFL, sure, you know that. But as far as the install as to, you know, what the team's going to be doing and how they're going to be doing it, yeah, the veterans got to catch up to that too. But I'm sure that they've been doing a lot of studying. They've been talking. I mean, this is not like all of a sudden they're going to show up and go, you know, slap their hands together. Okay, guys, let's get to work. No, it's been going on. even though the, you know, the
yeah, it
the
seems like the ones you like, this is how it usually works, and I don't think that has changed. You get the young guys in there first because they'll probably, even though this is a new regime and everybody's new, but the young guys come first so they can get like a little leg up on learning the terminology and the speed of the practice.
Mm-hmm.
Then you bring in the old heads. But, you know, it's going to be a little different because everybody's going to be learning about that the same pace when it comes to this team because of the fact that, you know, training camp or, well, I should say the fact that, you know, nobody has had a training camp, I should say, and things like that. So it's going to be a little bit different. But, yeah, that's what you usually do, John. You come in and everybody just gets acclimated to the way that you want to run the show. Bottom mm-hmm. line, you just yep, this right. the way you want to run the show.
And we'll see, you know, how they do things. It'll be interesting under Arthur Smith. It'll be different. We've been accustomed now for a number of years to the way that Dan Quinn ran things, and now Arthur Smith will run things in a different fashion and hopefully to a successful fashion. And coaching does matter. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, it's like one of our loyal listeners, a guy named Dennis Robinson, was out there making a point about how he thinks the Falcons are going to, you know, not be so good this year. And then he was one of those things where, you know, save this tweet so that at the end of the year I can prove to you that he's right, that I'm right. Okay. Yeah. Ooh. Of course. Yeah. I get just a loyal listener named Dennis Robinson.
Oh, okay. Dennis.
Hey, yeah. Dennis. And it's one of those, yeah, save this tweet so that at the end of the year I can remind you that I'm right. Okay. Well, I guess you want to be right that the team isn't good. Dennis won't remember it. I'm not calling him out. I'm just saying Dennis won't remember it if the Falcons are good. He won't remember that tweet suddenly. But that's okay. It's going to be interesting, Hugh, to me to find out how much of a difference coaching makes, because we have seen the difference, for example, with, I don't know, the Atlanta Hawks. How much a difference coaching can make.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's a beautiful thing when you get the right mix of talent and coaching together. I mean, no disrespect to Coach Pierce, because I think that he's going to be a phenomenal coach. I think this is a learning experience for him, to be totally honest. It's a learning experience. First time being a head coach, he's going to learn a lot from the mistakes that he's made. But – you know, it's one of those things, John, where, you know, you get the right chemistry and you get the right message and the right messenger. And it's just amazing how things, your fortunes change almost overnight, you know, because that's basically what it is. The first couple games, you know, that they won, basically we were saying, hey, it's new coach smell. It's the new coach smell. You know, it's mm-hmm. not a big deal. It's new coach smell. You know, we don't know how it's going to play out or whatever, yada, yada, yada. New coach smell. So now it's a situation where, you know, you're looking like, hold, wait a minute. This ain't the same squad. You know, it ain't the same squad. It's a little different. So, yeah, you give him the credit that he's due, and now you're looking at it. I think, honestly, he's the head coach regardless, in my opinion. I mean, because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't even be talking about playoffs.
Oh, no.
He has to be the guy. He's playing – you're talking about somebody playing with house money. He's playing with house money. And now you go out and you get him the pieces that he feel that are necessary for this squad. Because, and then you got to think about it like this, John. He's coaching with another man's coaching style. So just imagine what it's going to be when he actually gets to put his blueprint on this squad.
You know, arrows up on the Atlanta Hawks, who have the faith meter of this town right now. The other squads are going to have to work to reclaim that. No question about that. Not that we are totally unfaithful here. We're just saying that you're going to have to prove it to us a little bit to make sure that we understand that we're all good. And, yeah, Braves fans, we'll see what happens there in Milwaukee again tonight with Drew Smyly on the mound. All right, good. I guess the Brewers. Andy and Randy coming up top of the hour on Sports Radio 90 tonight in the game. Morning show with John and Hugh. Busy weekend ahead. A lot of sports going on, as you know. Busy weekend on the home front for a lot of us, especially for one, Hugh Douglas. And congrats again to the Morehouse, future Morehouse grad, who's taking the first graduation step here.
Yeah, man. And, you know, it's funny because yesterday, it's just so much stuff going on, John, and I alluded to that last night. And I told y'all yesterday that for whatever reason, when it rains, it pours. So yesterday, Hugh comes to me, and he's like, Dad, something's wrong with my car, with my truck. Well, it's mm-hmm. my truck, but, you know, he's like, what's my truck? So, John, he comes by, and, you know, just like the quick dad diagnosis, you know, the car's not pulling, feels like it's a transmission. So I let him take my truck because I'm like, you got a lot going on this weekend, so just take my truck, whatever. But, John, if it's the transmission,
yeah, Jesus, you're not getting your truck wheel back.
like, yeah, because yeah, it's like, man. And so, you know, luckily, you know, it's funny because I said I was going to, you know, trade it in and get another truck, Ford Bronco, Steve Ewing, wait for it, and all this stuff. But now it's like, man, if I got to get that car fixed, I might as well just go ahead and see what I could get for it right now. Hopefully that's not the case. I'm kind of getting ahead of myself a little bit. But, Steve, if you're listening, I'll probably be coming to see you in the next couple of weeks, man, because it's about that time. Because it's, it, you know, but it's just unfortunate that, you know, when you talk about getting ready to go to school and, you know, having car issues at this time, it's just the timing is not great. The timing is not great at all.
Yeah, well, you know, you get that truck over the one with the slip of transmission over to Steve and see what you can get for it. Because I'm with you. I mean, at some point, you know, it just becomes, you know, untenable.
Because especially when you talk about dealing with transmissions, because I don't know, how you feel about it, John, but anytime I hear anything about transmissions in any kind of car, that's worst case scenario.
Yep. Nowadays, like it used to not be. It used to be the worst case scenario was your header. But now engines don't have headers anymore. So,
yeah. Like, I mean, the worst case scenario is like, man, transmission, because you're talking about if you got to change all that and the parts and labor and stuff, like, it's one of those cringeworthy moments.
Yeah.
And it's like,
it's like, you know, why would I spend that much money to rebuild the transmission?
That's
might
stack
as well just buy a new car. Right.
Yeah, because you're looking at a stack out the gate. Yeah, you're looking at a stack out the gate. Like, out the gate transmission, that's $1,000.
I don't know.
Maybe a lot more than that.
Would you say, Horn, when they go to rob you?
When the first words to you are, hey, that'll run you about, it's about to be several zero amount that kind of
So it's like at that point, man, you might as well go ahead and make that
change.
New
one, 3,000.
Right?
Yeah, you might as well.
Because all of a sudden you go, well, you know, if I got a new one, I mean, I could pay.
That's a down payment on another car.
Yeah, a down payment, or I could pay the you know, the monthlies on that for 6 months. So yeah, might as well get a new one. Congrats to Hugh and to graduation. Have a good time, bub.
Oh, it's going to be fun. I mean, you know, I don't know what graduation is going to entail as far as, you know, what it's going to be. But I'm excited for him. And like I told him, I'm just excited about the guy that you're going to be. But his mom's not happy. You know how mom is. Mom's mad. Well, she's not mad. She's sad because she's losing her baby. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited because I'm like, man, this cat about to be grown. And he out my pocket. Because now it's funny. It's funny because I know you got a daughter. And I have daughters, too.
Right.
And I love my daughters, and I don't want anybody to think that I don't. But when you have a son, you talk to your son different. And when he gets old and he gets to the point where you can really talk to him, you talk to him a lot different than you do your daughters. Because now, like yesterday, and I know I'm going to probably get in trouble with the story. And I don't care if you listen. His mom was called me hot. She was hot, right? Because he had to go to his graduation. He had to give a speech. So he was running late. And she was like, I'm just so mad at him right now because he knows he needs to do better with this and da 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 da. She said, I just want to punch him in the face. And I said, hell, I said, punch him in the face then. I said, go ahead and punch him in the face. I said, just don't leave a mark, because it's like, you know. And I told him, I said, dude, you can't, like, and when we got in the car yesterday, we were talking, I said, dude, you can't be doing that. Like, you're at the point in your life where you're a clean slate. That's what I told him. I said, you're a clean slate. And your mother's freaking out because everything that you do up until this point is going to be credit into what type of person that you're going to be. And I said, prime example, you're supposed to be somewhere and you come late. That's going to be how people remember you, because they don't know you. You haven't built up your name yet. You don't have sweat equity in the game yet. So you need to be more mindful of that. And I told him, yeah, I said, I told her to punch you in the face. You know, and he looked at me like, what's wrong with it? I said, dude, these are the good, like, our conversation now is about to change. It's about to change because you're grown and you need to know these things, because it's certain things that I could tell you all day. I could try to prepare you all day for certain worst case scenarios, but I can't prepare you for everything. So, you know, you need to just know. You're like, the one thing that I can't prepare you for is, like, you need to be on time. You need to be there before you need to be there and things of that nature, because that's how people are going to remember you, because you're no, like, right now you're nobody. You're starting over. So hopefully he got the message. And like I told him, I said, I'm excited to see how much you're going to change in a year and how much you're going to grow. But if I could take one thing with you, or if you could just take one thing that I'm telling you, is just be that. Just be, make sure wherever you go, you be on time.
Yeah, don't be late for tomorrow. It's graduation. So
yeah, definitely. You be late for tomorrow, you definitely going to get punched in the face. And I'm going to be right there talking about punch him in the face because I can't hit him. She can hit him because, you know, she ain't going to hit him that hard.
Right.
But I'd be like, punch him in the face. You'd
be breaking.
Yeah,
you know, you'd be like wearing a Padres jersey.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, I'd be that dude.
You roll it up on it, right? So the wife informed me, the maven informed me, the real estate maven informed me as she was leaving out to go to work out at the club. I didn't really answer because she doesn't know about the drinks versus dranks thing. But we're going out on date night tonight. We're going to go to a place that I like called 8-Track.
What are y'all wearing to 8-Track tonight, Joffrey? Because that goes a long way with the drinks and the drinks.
No, I mean probably
yeah, with
blue
drinks,
jeans,
John, you can wear whatever. Because like it's going to get like with drinks. Well, it's guaranteed to get weird.
Don't get loose.
Here's the thing though. I mean, drinks and drinks. I have a chore to determine whether or not there will be drinks or dranks, okay, apparently. This damn snake is back again.
Leave that snake alone. It's a good snake, though, John Fricky.
It doesn't matter if it's a good snake. I don't care if it's a rat snake that is a good snake or not. That's not the point. The point is that the maven can't – she hates snakes the way that Indiana Jones hates snakes, okay? So she is – I am under orders now to dispense of this thing way deep into the woods, which I did once. Now I got to do it again. Damn snake!
Get your damn Steve Irwin.
Oh, so you got it? You on snake duty? You got it? You got to get
ready. I
got to
go snake duty. Yeah, as soon as the show's over, I got to get the big shovel out and I got to throw it into the thing. I got to haul it out into the woods like I did the last time because it's taking up residence under our roses out here.
Uh huh.
You know, probably because it's got eggs, and so I got to, you know.
Ooh, congratulations, John Fricky!
You about to be a what?
A
do you
grandfather?
Call that? A snake daddy?
Snake grandfather, John Fricky. Oh.
Oh, thank you, snake daddy.
Congratulations, John Fricky.
Snake daddy.
Oh, what do we get? What do we get for the snake grandfather? What's the appropriate gift to get for the snake grandfather, Hugh?
I do not know, Oren. I have never been a snake grandfather.
Probably just rats.
Probably just rats. Yeah, that sounds about right. Rats.
Rats.
Yeah. Okay, I get that.
Just John Fricky, when you look around your house, outside or inside, and you don't see any rats or mice, you'll have that snake to thank.
Yeah, that's what they do.
I don't see any rats. I'm not arguing your point.
You don't
see
any.
I see no rats. I see no snakes.
You don't.
I know. I think the snake is living off. Actually, we get birds, small birds into there. I think that's what.
It's picking off the birds. Ooh, that's a. I wouldn't mess with. If it's picking off birds, that snake is adventurous.
Yeah, it's a.
Well, little birds. You know, little itty bitty birds.
It's doing a whole lot. Doing a whole
going
lot.
After next, John Fricky.
I need a hawk. I need a hawk to come down here and take care of this snake. You know, one of those hawks that's circling above me. I need that hawk.
Yeah, you live out in West Islamabad. I'm pretty sure there's a whole bunch of stuff going on out there.
Yeah, yeah. There's hawks out here. Yeah. We got all. Yeah, there's wildlife aplenty because I live right on core land. So, yeah. I mean, yes.
And shout out to all the people that are out there putting gas in bags.
I just don't want cicadas around here because if we get the cicadas,
oh yeah, that's up north though. I think that's up north.
Up north. When you say up north, I mean it's 30 miles from me up north. Yeah.
Well, I'm saying like I was thinking more like they say it's more heavy in like New York.
No, Hugh. But try North Georgia. Right up along the state line.
Oh wow! And they said it. Yeah. They said those cicadas are kind of like they're a little randy too because this is the time of year where
freaky.
You know they gotta produce.
No, they're up at Blairsville.
My mind's telling me no.
I mean, see, I see pictures on, you know, from Blairsville and places like that, you know, up there, you know, around Blue Ridge, you know, they're pretty thick up there, Hugh.
Hugh, who should not be named.
All I said was my mind's telling me no.
Yeah, and your mouth should be saying no as well, Hugh Douglas. To he who should not be named.
Hey, the cicadas like, hey, ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong. I don't see nothing wrong with none of that.
Man, it's time to go.
No, but I was reading about it because who was it? They were talking about how these cicadas, they're a little horny. They're horny cicadas.
They're 17-year cicadas. That's right, right?
Yeah, they're ready to rock and roll. That's why Orange's playing all this slow music. He's
playing this with John
Fricky. So you're having my baby.
For you, John Fricky, and that snake, man. Those eggs. Here comes John.
Oh, it's going to be a great weekend. It really, really is.
Yeah, congratulations.
Having my baby snakes.
And it means so much to me.
Okay. drinks and drinks depend upon my ability to dig this
to raise a family.
To raise the snake family.
Bro, let me tell you, John Freaky, when I was in college,
yeah, sure.
This was the go-to. Like, when you went to the little barn dance and stuff, forever my lady, Jodeci.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm just trying to get you right. You know what? When you go out for drinks tonight, John, when you come home, play this. It's a guaranteed.
Okay.
Like,
I'll have to see if it's in the iPod. We have 4,000 songs, so it may be.
If you got Jodeci in your iPod, John, I'm totally different.
I'm not comfortable at all where this conversation went, and it's really time to go now.
I have Whitesnake in there. Does that count?
No, Jodeci and Whitesnake are not the same thing, John Freaky. It's not the same thing.
All right.
That's Andy it. Andy Randy coming up next. Everybody have a safe and wonderful weekend. Peace.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.